Bilal while Bhutto Zardari urged the EU to guide the region back to a diplomatic path, calling for a comprehensive dialogue that includes Kashmir, water disputes, and trade. The statement comes after the Pakistani delegation, led by PPP chairman Bilal Bhutto Zardari, reached Brussels on Wednesday. This follows successful visits to Washington, New York, and London, aimed at countering Indian propaganda in the wake of recent tensions between Pakistan and India. In meeting with H.E. Kathleen Depoorter, vice chair of the Belgian Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee on Thursday, Bilal shared Pakistan's grave concerns regarding India's approach. "We have a ceasefire, but not peace. India's threats to weaponize water, its rejection of dialogue, and refusal to uphold UNSC resolutions have dangerously lowered the threshold for nuclear conflict in South Asia," Bilal said. He also pointed out that such a dialogue would open avenues for counter-terrorism cooperation. "Peace must not be partisan," said Bilal, reiterating that dialogue remains the only path forward to regional stability. He also acknowledged the EU's principled stance on diplomacy, the rule of law, and its support for GSP+. "The EU's role in promoting human rights reforms and inclusive legislation in Pakistan has been invaluable," Bilal noted. Earlier, speaking to the media in Brussels, after a meeting with Bernd Lange, chair of the European Parliament's Committee on International Trade, Bilal highlighted the importance of dialogue in addressing these long-standing conflicts. "War cannot be a solution to any issue. All matters, including Kashmir and water, must be resolved through dialogue," Bilal said. Former foreign minister emphasized that Pakistan's message of peace was communicated to the European Union during the parliamentary delegation's visit, underlining that stability and peaceful coexistence are key to maximizing trade and regional prosperity. Bilal also addressed India's recent decisions concerning the Indus Water Treaty, describing India's unilateral actions as a severe violation of international law. "India's actions regarding the treaty undermine international agreements, and the EU strongly supports the adherence to these treaties," he added. In his remarks on the ongoing conflict, Bilal asserted that India's aggression against Pakistan represents a breach of international law and poses a significant threat to regional peace. Musaddiq Malik, Minister for Climate Change and Environmental Coordination, further clarified Pakistan's position, noting that India has no legal grounds to abandon the Indus Water Treaty. In an exclusive interview with the BBC, Bilal Bhutto, head of a high-level Pakistani diplomatic delegation, has warned that any attempt by India to block Pakistan's water supply could lead to war.